Audio Renaissance presents Eating, Drinking, Overthinking by Dr. Susan Nolan Huxema. Read for you by Eliza Foss.
Chapter 1. The Toxic Triangle. For Jill, a 30-year-old account executive at a large bank, there were two distinct parts to each week. When she was on duty, from Monday morning to Thursday night, she tightly controlled everything she ate and drank. Breakfast, if she ate it at all, was just a piece of toast with a bit of jam, no butter, and lots of black coffee. Lunch was always a small, pristine salad with no-cal dressing. Dinner was as sparse and low-fat as she could make it, and still call it dinner, usually just a frozen diet entree. And alcohol never passed her lips while on duty, no matter how much she wanted it. Even if she went out with clients to a nice restaurant, she ordered sparkling water, adopting an air of casual self-righteousness about her abstinence from alcohol. By Thursday night, however, Jill's cravings for food and drink were powerful. The sense of control and superiority that she gained from avoiding food and alcohol all week were overcome by feelings of frustration, longing, and defeat. Why wasn't she more fulfilled in her job? Could she really handle the stresses of her position? When was she ever going to find a man she could really fall in love with? And why did she have to deprive herself all the time just to stay skinny and put in long hours at work? The second phase of Jill's week, when she was off duty, usually began slowly on Thursday night.